It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in just a bit, as kids from around the nation prepare to compete in tonight's National Spelling Bee Finals, we'll talk about whether or not spelling still matters in today's digital world.
First, we're talking about the happiest words in the English language. Mathematicians at the University of Vermont ranked 10,000 words from most positive to least positive.
And we want to hear from you on this. What do you think is the most positive, the happiest word in the English language, and why? And maybe is there a word you'd put as the least positive? Call 800-642-1234. Call right now, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Linguist Erica Ogren is here with us to talk about the study. She's a writer for Mental Floss. Erica, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how were these words ranked? How did they decide, you know, how this was going to pan out?
Well, they asked people, they presented people with the words and asked them to rate them from 1 to 9 on happiness. But they got a lot of people to do it. So for each word, they had 50 ratings. So it's a pretty reliable picture of how people evaluate the happiness of each of these words.
And how did these words emerge from the field? How did these words get chosen as rankable?
Well, they took the top, the most frequent 5,000 words from four different sources, Twitter, Google Books, New York Times, and from a database of music lyrics. So if you pooled them all together, that would be 20,000 words, but of course they overlap a lot, so all together it's 10,222 words, but it spans a wide range of types of language use, from music lyrics to Twitter to New York Times and books.
So happy is sort of a subjective word in a way. How do you figure out if a word actually makes you happy?
Well, they were a little, it's a little open to that question. People were just instructed to rate your own happiness in response to this word. So some people might do it by the meaning or the sound or the way it makes them feel. But people didn't say, what kind of question is this? I can't imagine. This is ridiculous. Everyone has a sense of whether a word seems happy to them or not.
All right. Well, I'm sure by now everyone's dying to find out, what are the happiest words?
Okay. Well, number one is laughter. And if you run down the top 30 really fast, it would be laughter, happiness, love, happy, laughing, laugh, joy, successful, win, rainbow, smile, won, pleasure, smiled, rainbows, winning, celebration, enjoyed, healthy, and so on. So,
wow. So just reading them like that, it's like a visit to the Smurf Village or something. So
yeah,
does it get more complex as you go down the list a little further?
Yeah, if the laughter sounds good, that sounds happy. And when you start reading down the list like that, it starts to be a little so happy it's kind of annoying. But when you get further down, you get some more calming, sort of interesting words. And that was the basis of the piece that I wrote on it, was me sort of picking the top words that appealed to me as the most happiest.
Yeah, and that was really fascinating, your picks. These are things that are a little deeper that sort of evoke feelings. Some of your votes, the word easier was in 159 on that list. Interesting, honest, forest, Saturday and dinner. I think everyone can agree on Saturday and dinner. What do you think it is about these words that sort of strikes home for people?
Well, when I look at it all together, they're all sort of calm happiness. The more sort of excited happiness, I guess, didn't appeal to me in the same way. They are too in your face, maybe. But I like the pal, warmth, welcome, dearest. Those, to me, are very pleasant, happy words.
And let's go to our listeners now. And you can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What to you are the happiest words in the English language and why? We're going to start off with Joe in Racine. Hi, Joe.
Hi. My happiest word is elated.
Elated.
And my saddest word would be, or worst word, would be mortified.
Mortified, embarrassment, and some other negative things packaged in there. But elated, what about that one, Erica?
Well, let's see. That one is, I'm looking to see where it is. I don't know if it might not be one of the most frequently used words. So I don't know if that's even on the list. But yeah, of course, elated is this sort of very intense happiness. So that's a good happy word.
And let's go next to Daniel in Minong. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. By far the happiest word is mama, spoken by a baby.
Mama spoken by a baby. That is, yeah, that's a pretty good one. Thanks a lot for that thought, Daniel. And I guess context, I mean, they're not considering context here, but that does sort of play into it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that mama is, I see here, 369. And of all the family words, mother and the mother words ranks the highest. So that's definitely something we have good associations with.
Well, Roxanne in Madison really likes the word tree. You can't disagree with that. Is tree on the list somewhere?
Tree is number 480. It has a good high score.
480, yeah, that's a nice one. I love the word rain. It almost seems like, you know, could be something sad, but I just love rain so much. To me, that would definitely be one of my picks. Let's go to Bill, who's joining us in Sturgeon Bay. Hi, Bill.
Hi there. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh, congrats. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, that was very high, if I recall. Yeah, congratulations is in the top 20. It's number 25. So that's way up there, right after celebrating.
Celebrating. What do you think it is about these words? I mean, is it the emotional associations that really kind of move them up the list, or do some words just delight us because of the way they sound? You know, think about the word giggle. It kind of sounds like a laugh.
Yeah, I think if it has the combination of those two things, then that's a real winner. But there are a lot in the top happiest that have to do with success, like earn, rich, wealth, things like that do show up a lot in the happiest words. So I think people are associating them with station or aspiration, maybe beyond just the word itself.
And let's go to the other end of the list and look at some of the least positive words. What's down at the bottom?
Well, the very last is terrorist. That's the least happy word. And then so it's terrorist, suicide, rape, terrorism, murder, death. Those are, you know, clearly not happy words.
Yeah, those are some really unhappy words. Yeah. Are there ones that are sort of, I don't know, marginal, that you kind of walk the line between happy and unhappy?
Yeah, so right in the center would be a 5 score, and there's a bunch of those, because, the things like that. That they're, you know, they're words, you don't really feel one way or the other about it. But it's, what's surprising is that you would think that most of the language sort of ranks in the middle. We've got happy words on one end, we've got not happy words on the other end, and then most of it's pretty neutral. But actually, the language is heavily skewed toward happy. So you don't get to the neutral middle until over 7,000 words down the list. So most words rank toward the happy end.
So the compass needle points toward happy in the English language.
Yeah, it seems like the way we use language is more pro-social. So the language skews toward happy, which is good for all of us.
We've got a call here from Gloria in Milwaukee. Hi, Gloria. What's your vote?
My favorite word, for lots and lots of reasons, is together. I haven't been able to find another English word that quite represents that. But I love it when we talk about family together and couples together and people that are working for the common good together.
Thank you for
that.
That's a nice one.
High. That's up there in the 800s with dogs and smooth and Santa. So that's a good word.
That's in good company. Erica, do you have a favorite word? A most happy one?
I liked Saturday. That's just, it conjures up a lot of good feelings for me. So Saturday is a good word for me.
Saturday is a good word. It's better than Sunday night anyway.
Yeah.
Erica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Erica Okrent, linguist and writer for Mental Floss, about the happiest and unhappiest words in English.